Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.
Hi everybody, this is TPU Radio, and I am your host, Jason Easley. Hi, on today's show, this little 15-minute mini-sode, which, as you know, if you've listened to the program before, I never made myself enough time to get through all the topics, but we're going to try today. We're going to talk about Iran, talk about how wrong the Bush administration has been on Iran, how they don't seem to care that they were wrong about Iran. We're going to dive into Mike Huckabee's flat tax and why, oh why, Mitt Romney would give a speech on his religious faith. Mitt the Mormon's going to talk about it on Thursday. Okay, let's get to Iran. First off, as many of you know, the National Intelligence Estimate came out yesterday that had a startling revelation. The Iranians apparently halted their nuclear program in 2003. Interestingly enough, it is, by my rough count, 2007 now, and it took us 4 years to figure out they're not trying to obtain a nuclear weapon. This is quite a blow to the neocons, the warmongers, and the Bush administration, all of whom have been virtually building up, begging, and trying to get us to go to more war. Here's what the president had to say. Quote, "I view this report as a warning signal that they had the program, being Iran. They halted the program. The reason why it's a warning signal is that they could restart it." where does the genius end? They had a program. They stopped the program. The NIU report did in fact say that they still retained the capability to start a program if they so desired, but they could restart it. That's why we probably need to go and blow them up. Bush went on to say, "To me, the NIE provides an opportunity for us to rally the international community, to continue to rally the community, to pressure the Iran regime to suspend the program. What's to say they couldn't start another covert nuclear weapons program? What's to say there still aren't WMDs in Iraq?" Where this really gets interesting, is the Democrats had a debate on NPR today in Iowa. And as we know, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, the tenuous Democratic frontrunner, has said that she voted for declaring the Iranian Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization in the name of national security. Here is what Joan Edwards had to say about that during the debate today. Quote, "Declaring a military group sponsored by the state of Iran a terrorist organization, that's supposed to be diplomacy," Edwards said. Quote, "This has to be considered in the context that Senator Clinton has said she agrees with George Bush's terminology that we're in a global war on terror. Then she voted to declare a military group in Iran a terrorist organization. What possible conclusion can you reach other than we're at war?" Clinton replied, "You know, I understand politics," sorry about that, "and I understand making outlandish political charges, but this really goes too far." You know, not quite as far as maybe picking out someone's kindergarten essay saying that they'd want to be president someday and trying to tar them with it as the Clinton campaign did to Barack Obama yesterday, but this apparently goes too far. Clinton said, "None of us is rushing to war." Remember, she's the only Democrat that voted for this resolution. Joe Biden, good old Joe, jumped in there and said, "It's not about advocating a rush to war. I'm advocating no war." So you see, Hillary Clinton looks like a damn fool. Here's what Obama had to say on this. "President Bush continues not to let the facts get in the way of his ideology. They should have stopped the saber rattling. They should have never started it. And they need now to aggressively move on the diplomatic front." Clinton said that all this pressure on Iran has had a positive impact, to which Biden replied, With all due respect, with anybody who thinks that the pressure brought this about, let's get things straight. In 2003, they stopped their program." So, Hillary is taking a much, much much like Bush stance, that international pressure is working, voting for the resolution is working. Hillary Clinton's looking a lot like George W. Bush. This is an issue that not only makes the administration look foolish as usual, but also could have a lingering impact on the Clinton campaign. Things have been going negatively for Hillary ever since the Obama campaign pointed out that, well, she doesn't like to give straight answers to questions. Well, she doesn't like to answer questions. She doesn't like to actually give details. And that means she's a little bit of a, well, she plays with the truth. She's a bit of a flip-flopper. And that's been the wrap on the Clintons forever. And I think that her rivals have finally stumbled onto exactly what it's going to take to remind voters of the bad downside of the Clinton years. This race, if Obama does win in Iowa, which he's taking the lead in now, this thing becomes wide open. Okay. I also wanted to talk about Mitt Romney and his Mormon faith. Mitt Romney announced he will be giving a speech on religion Thursday at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library. Why would Mitt need to give this speech, as it's been kind of whispered about and discussed for months now that he should? Why did he choose now? Well, the answer is Mike Huckabee. Huckabee's caught Mitt Romney in Iowa. He's taken the lead. Huckabee, more importantly, seems to be wooing the same religious conservatives that Romney's going after, and he's beating them. And the whole Romney strategy is predicated on strong wins in New Hampshire and Iowa. If Romney fails to win early, all those millions of dollars he spent will go for naught. He's done. He's not leading currently in any other of the major states. I think it's pretty much a given that he's going to run strong in Michigan because his father's former governor there, and he's going to run strong in Utah. But he needed these early states. This was to prove that he was electable, just like Iowa is going to prove for the rest of the Democrats that Hillary Clinton is beatable should he beat her there. Mitt Romney basically rolled the dice and put all of his marbles in this early Iowa New Hampshire strategy. And if it fails, he's done, which pretty much opens the door for a Giuliani Huckabee showdown. I want to be clear, though, I don't think Romney's going to drop right out if he bombs out early. He's here for the long haul. He's going to keep running through the entire race. His pockets are deep enough he can afford to do so. But he feels, or his campaign feels, the need to address the religious question strictly because of Mike Huckabee. If they were still up by 10, 15, 20 in Iowa and New Hampshire, they would never talk about this. In fact, they don't want to talk about this. There's a possibility if he does bring up the topic of religion that it could backfire on him and point it out even more to evangelical voters in the GOP primary that he is a Mormon, and it could actually take votes away from him. Right now, he's trying to bandage the wound. What do I think will happen? I think he'll give his speech. It'll be okay. He's going to really, really try to be as generic as possible. He's going to toe the line. He's not going to go too deep into his own faith. He's going to talk about how faith in general is a guiding principle of his life. Chris Matthews, as they called this, they're trying to out-God each other, and I think they are trying to out-God each other. The problem is, evangelicals would rather have a Baptist president, like Mike Huckabee, than a Mormon president. And in Iowa, evangelicals are 30 to 50% of the caucus goers. So, if Romney loses the evangelical vote, it's very likely he'll lose in Iowa. And if he loses in Iowa, well, we already talked about that, the dominoes start to fall. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani went on the attack against Mike Huckabee's flat tax plan. Now, let's face it, Giuliani's already facing doubts about his conservative credentials, but he said, quote, "I think there are several tax deductions that are vital to our economy. This would not be a good time. I don't know if there would ever be a good time to do this, to advocate ending the home mortgage deduction. The home mortgage deduction is considered by many critical to the ability for people to buy a home and keep their home." Rudy also pointed out charitable tax breaks would be removed and state and local tax breaks. The Huckabee plan would impose a 23% sales tax on everything except education. Huckabee would repeal all federal taxes. You still have to pay your state and local taxes, and you have to pay your state sales taxes. It appears, if you live in a state like here, Pennsylvania, my state, we already have a 6% sales tax in the state, plus an additional 1 to 2%, depending on whether you live in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. This being the case, going to the store would mean that you would pay a 30% sales tax on groceries. You'd pay a 30% sales tax on clothing. You'd pay 30% sales tax on everything you buy. Does this sound like a tax decrease? For some. Unfortunately, the tax decreases for those who save, those who are, and in this country that means the wealthy. This would mean that the tax burden in this country would then be shifted to the middle class and the poor. Now, the Huckabee plan would give people a monthly tax rebate up to the poverty line. But let's think about this for a minute, shall we? First of all, isn't the fact that he's going to have someone's going to have to write out and process all these monthly rebates? So in a way, Huckabee's creating more bureaucracy. And in a much deeper level, if you are on the poverty line, you're poor. You're barely making it, if you're making it at all. Huckabee is saying you will pay 30% more for everything, but don't worry, we'll give you the money back at the end of the month. Well, you're cutting the purchasing power of the poor middle class by doing this. And a check at the end of the month is not going to make up for the fact that they can buy less food right now. They can buy less gasoline right now. Less home, but they can heat their homes less right now. Less electricity right now. This is a terrible idea. It's an idea that's designed to basically institutionalize the tax burden in this country towards those who can least afford to pay it. It's not about fairness. It's not about giving people a break. It's not even about letting individuals control their own money, which is one of the big things that flat tax advocates say. Well, because if you're going to tax everything, even things that people don't have a choice whether or not they want to purchase, then it's no longer about individual freedom. It's simply about shifting a tax burden. This is a terrible, atrocious idea. People that advocate this always tend to advocate this in ideological terms. They don't deal with the practical politics. Oh, and let's picture for a second. Picture what would happen to the congressman or the senator, or the president who signed this bill and made it into law. Every single time a person went to the store, they would be reminded of their increased taxes. Every single time an American purchased anything. That's not good politics. And, you know, the other context of this is, taxes are one of the foundational issues of the Republican Party. If you take away the Republicans' inability to campaign for lower taxes, then what are a lot of Republicans going to run on? Taxes are a major, major issue. If Republicans can't go out there and promise to cut your taxes and say you're overtaxed, what do they substitute that with? Where's their populist appeal to the pocketbook? This is why it'll never pass. This is why most Republicans don't support the measure. Why would you take... It's just like why Republicans won't just flatly outlaw abortion even when they had the vote to do so. It's bad politics. If they take the abortion votes away, they lose the pro-life votes. If they lose the pro-life votes, they stop winning elections. Bad for business. Sometimes it just is that easy. It's not a matter of right and wrong sometimes, but a matter of instinctual political survival. And that's what this is. I just think the flat tax is wrong. It's just wrong. You know, what's wrong with, if you want to talk about fairness, what's wrong with everybody paying their own fair share? We live in a community. We don't live alone. If you don't want to pay federal taxes, go buy an island. Go live on an island by yourself. Be your own community. But if you're going to live in this one, you have to do your part. Well, that was quite the rant, wasn't it? I'm sorry, but I'm just tired of this flat tax issue. I'm tired of the people that advocate it. I'm tired of people not thinking this through. And frankly, Mike Huckabee's only doing this because he knows it won't pass. He knows it's a dead issue. He knows it's going nowhere. And it just makes good politics for the base. With that being said, we're out of time already. I managed to get everything in. Look at me, imagine that. We'll be back soon with a full live show. Sorry there haven't been more, but I've been traveling. The guys have been traveling. We're going to try to get some more shows up and running before Christmas. Hopefully, we'll see you soon. Bye.